If you're an immigrant, getting charged with a crime can be the first step toward deportation, even if you have a green card. A handful of progressive district attorneys, including Philadelphia's, have started trying to help immigrants charged with some crimes avoid removal or other immigration consequences. WHYY's Laura Benshoff reports that process involves tough calls and pits different definitions of justice against each other.
One late spring day in 2017, a fight broke out at a bar in Philadelphia's Allenny neighborhood. When the dust settled, a man was rushed to the hospital for emergency eye surgery.
The defendant threw a bottle at the victim. I think he fractured his orbital bone.
That's Caleb Arnold, immigration counsel with the Philadelphia District Attorney's Office. Arnold uses the pronouns they and them. The man charged with chucking the bottle was 18-year-old Jose Ramirez Diaz, who had a green card. But Arnold says he faced assault charges that would trigger another penalty.
Even though he had status here, he was looking at automatic deportation.
In January 2018, Philadelphia DA Larry Krasner hired Arnold just to look at cases like this one. Their job is to weigh in when the defendant is an immigrant and decide whether to change a plea deal to avoid triggering immigration enforcement. Arnold pulls out a fat book containing all of the laws in Pennsylvania's criminal code and looks for an example.
All right.
They stop at the section on theft.
The generic definition of theft is to take something from somebody with the intent that you're going to keep it.
Pretty basic, but immigration law relies on that version of theft. To try to avoid deportation, Arnold needs to find a different version that checks certain boxes. Felony? Yes. Deportable? No.
There is one subsection in the theft statute that can still be a felony that doesn't do that. So it becomes an option.
In their first year in the job, Arnold estimates they've looked at more than 300 cases, although they don't consider more serious offenses like homicides or sex crimes. The Defender Association of Philadelphia has been advocating for this type of consideration for immigrant defendants for years. But its recent adoption by a progressive district attorney has Krasner's critics, like the head of the Pennsylvania GOP, Val DiGiorgio, up in arms.
District Attorney Krasner's policy is a total abandonment of his role as a prosecutor. It's an abandonment of the rule of law.
He says it's unfair for U.S. citizens to face different charges than an immigrant would for the same crime. Krasner defines fairness differently.
Equality does not mean identical treatment. And this is an example of that when we deal with immigrants.
In 2010, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that deportation is a serious consequence that citizens don't face and should be a factor in court. What crime victims want is another factor.
We certainly have victims who have called ICE themselves.
That's Allison Sprague, who heads up Victim Witness Services of South Philadelphia, an independent nonprofit that works alongside the DA's office.
Victims want all sorts of different things.
Sprague says crimes often happen within communities, and South Philadelphia is home to a lot of immigrants. A more common scenario that she sees is domestic violence, where the victim is also an immigrant and may have complicated feelings about what should happen to their alleged abuser.
People want to be safe. They want to know they can call the police if there's a problem. They don't want the person in the house. They don't want to be hurt, but that's different than losing them for their children's lives and, you know, as a breadwinner and all of that.
Prosecutors are charged with seeking justice, not just convictions. In the case of the bar fight, Arnold says Jose Ramirez Diaz was given a choice. He could serve probation and get deported, or he could spend 11 months in jail on similar charges and keep his green card. Arnold says they did what prosecutors should always do, which is consider the whole person.
We looked at, like, the facts of the case, the age of the defendant, right? If he had been an older person, if there had been any prior history of violence that we had seen, we probably would have done something different.
He took the jail time, but Ramirez Diaz's 26-year-old victim, who had crossed the border illegally, is still waiting on his second chance. By cooperating with police, he became eligible for a special visa for crime victims. However, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement arrested and deported him while he was waiting for that paperwork to go through. Laura Benchoff, WHYY News.